Hello, hello, and welcome to Consciousness Circle once again. I've been looking forward to releasing this class on self-confidence, right? Because it's something that we hear about a lot, but right now, it's such a great time to take advantage of the cosmic backing that the stars and the planets are really blessing us with. But from a place where we understand where our confidence comes from, what that even means, and the fact that there is very little correlation with having everything figured out in order to move forward in that which we desire. So currently we're in Aries season, right? We just entered the equinox, and then Venus, the planet of desire, the planet of creativity and relationships, is also in the sign of Aries. Anytime that Venus and the Sun come together, this is about shining a light on that which we want. And in Aries, it's telling us to have the courage to move forward towards it. Again, this energy is being supported by Mars in Gemini and Saturn in Aquarius. So the sense of confidence isn't so much about getting in front of a camera, for instance, and creating videos so that people can see them. It doesn't have to mean that if that's not where you're at. The sense of confidence doesn't mean that you have to go ask everyone you're attracted to out. It can mean that, but how do you do this from a sense of, from a place of centeredness, from a place of where you know what your intentions are when going into your next relationship, for instance? What are your intentions if you're going to go apply for a job? How do these things ring true to you? So when talking about confidence, confidence is a mysterious quality. It's one of those things that we'd like to have, but what does it really mean to be confident, right? Most of the time, it's defined as a feeling. I feel confident. I can run a 5K in 28 minutes. We typically associate this type of confidence that has some calmness, some ease, and some assurance, because when we feel confident, we anticipate being successful, right? The problem with defining confidence as a feeling is that in practice, it becomes a catch-22. If you don't feel confident, then you're not likely to try. So there's another definition of confidence that is not very common. And I found this to be really interesting, especially when I looked it up, because with Latin roots of the word confidence, it means with trust, right? Because it actually translates a lot better in Spanish. Trust in Spanish is confianza. And so con, with, fianza, trust, which made a whole lot more sense to me. And I had never looked at it in that way. So acting with trust usually means that you're not completely certain of what you're doing, but you're taking a leap of faith. And guys, this is where we're at right now, astrologically speaking. Mercury in Pisces is reminding us to believe before we see, to take that leap of faith. Venus and the Sun in Aries are telling us, do it, act upon it, even if it's a little bit, act upon it. Saturn in Aquarius is saying, if this is something completely different and outside of your comfort zone, as long as you stay committed, something will come out of it. And Mars in Gemini is saying, act upon it and look at this which you want from a different perspective and not through the eyes of fear, right? So I'll repeat that again. This definition of confidence is acting with trust, even if we're not completely sure of what we're doing, but taking the leap of faith. And this isn't blind. This isn't a blind leap of faith either. And what I mean by that is that All of us have been through so much in the last 9 months, especially, to where we definitely have a different sense of home within ourselves, a different sense of centeredness, right? That we always have ourselves to come back to. Think about a year ago. Think about where you were, regardless of what was going on. And think about everything that transpired in the last 12 months. And here you are, coming out the other end, and you still got you. And you're probably much stronger than you've ever been before. Not just stronger than you were a year ago, but stronger than you were a year before. So, in other words, it's what we do that matters, not so much how we feel when we're doing it. Because a lot of what we feel can also be narratives, which are currently being worked through, right? That North Node in Gemini, South Node in Sagittarius, South Node in Sagittarius, let's release old narratives. And a lot of times those narratives impact how we feel. And so then we don't act and we don't do things like taking a leap of faith. So to put it even a little bit more clear, I have a book. It's called The Confidence Workbook. And the way that they're choosing to define self-confidence in this book, which I love, which truly coincides with the energy we're experiencing right now, is self-confidence is the willingness to take steps toward valued goals, even if you're anxious and the outcome is unknown. True self-confidence is part courage, part competence, with a healthy dose of self-compassion in the mix. Hello, all of the astros going on right now, okay? So true self-confidence is part courage, Aries, and so the Sun in Venus in Aries, part competence, Saturn in Aquarius, with a healthy dose of self-compassion mixed in, Mercury and Pisces, okay? This is the way that this book breaks this down. It's into three different components, which are partially what I just mentioned, but also action coming before feelings. This is Mars in Gemini coming before any old narrative. And then those actions are guided by values. Venus in Aries. Venus is the planet of values. What have we learned about what we value in our lives since last June? Guys, last June, Venus retrograded in Gemini. Anytime that a planet goes retrograde, it's about the reconsideration about the themes that that planet represents. Venus being retrograde in Gemini talked about, how am I reconsidering my perspective on things like relationship, on the things that I value, on the relationship to myself, right? So actions that are now guided by our newly found values, which are essentially things that we care about. The third point that this book makes is process is more important than the outcome. This is all about Saturn in Aquarius. Why? Because even though Saturn went into Aquarius back in December of 2020, it is still in the beginning stages. We still have to experience its first retrograde, its first retrograde window in this sign. So this process, this new process, Aquarius, requires that we are present for it and that we are committed. Process is far more important than outcome, because the outcome will come anyway once this period of our lives hits a turning point and once we're ready to move on to something else, right? So essentially, what we're being reminded of here is that confidence comes from being grounded in our sense of self, remembering who we are, what we value, and the hard work that we've put in. In yesterday's audio, Saturn and Mars, when action meets purpose, I spoke about this. I spoke about the amount of work that we've all put in to ourselves in our lives in the last 12 months and how we can rely on that as our sense of confidence, because it matters. Because I feel that for a lot of us, This is the first time in which we're actually acknowledging from a really profound place the amount of work that we've done. So a connection to our authentic self, which is essentially what we've built, can help us to take some of the pressure off of ourselves when going into scary situations, like a different way of dating or a different career, or, you know, deciding that we want to date the same sex or the opposite sex. Anything that seems outside of our comfort zone, we can always rely on the fact that we have worked hard to come to this space within ourselves, and that we are just navigating brand new territory. Okay. So really what it means to be confident is, I mean, let's say when you envision a confident person, you might think of someone who takes big, bold actions, right? Like, I don't know, like running for office, right? But there can be a lot of boldness and bravery in small steps, because confidence isn't something that we just possess at every moment of every day. We just don't. And I don't think that we should expect that and instantly perfect ourselves into self-confidence, right? It's about a slow and steady progress. And this is what I've been talking about since the beginning of the year. Keep your intention the same, but remain flexible in the approach. Because here's what confidence is not. Some of us fear confidence because we don't want to start stepping on other people's toes, for instance, or taking up too much space, right? But confidence isn't the same as arrogance or narcissism. In fact, when we feel confident in ourselves, we often become less self-absorbed. We stop worrying so much about how we're coming across and from that space, we pay more attention to how we feel inside, regardless of where we are. And in that self-assuredness, we actually open ourselves up more to other people. We create safe space for other people. Confidence is not about being the one who speaks the loudest or who dominates every moment. It's also not about having, you know, the fancy car or the wealth or the house or all that stuff. And I think that's become clear to us over the last year. It's about being rooted in who you really are, freeing up your mind from obsessive worry and doubt, and understanding innately that you are always guided towards the greater good. Essentially, we are, guys. And I think that a lot of us can relate to that, especially after the year we've had. We realize that some of the biggest heartbreaks are what led us to where we are now. And now just remembering that tapping into this new sense of confidence, tapping into this new sense of self can be done slowly, steadily, committed, and lovingly. Staying grounded in a sense of self includes having a realistic view of our strengths as well as our weaknesses. Confidence can be a helpful buffer against internalizing unhelpful criticism. That has nothing to do with our current state. There will always be self-criticism. But at some point, when we come back again to ourselves, to our center, when we come back to that space that says, I've got me, because I've worked hard, because I won't allow myself to forget that, we realize that those internal narratives become irrelevant. They just simply don't have space in our world anymore, right? So I want to leave you with a few questions. And the first one I want to leave you with is something that I asked myself a long time ago. This is while I was still working my traditional 9-to-5. And at that time, I was a legal secretary. And I remember that I used to work next to this lady who was also a legal secretary. She was in the cubicle next to me. And this lady was so good at her job. Mind you, at this point, I hated my job already. I knew that I had one foot out the door. I was done. I didn't want to be there. And so that affected my work. But I was mature enough to say, okay, I don't want to be here. I'm not producing the best work. This isn't fair for the attorneys I work for, and this isn't fair for the company. So I need to start planning an exit strategy, right? But while I was there, I would always look at Karen. Karen is her name. And just in awe that Karen had been doing this job for about 30 years already. She was a Virgo, by the way. And very, very much a Virgo in her work. All of her files were so neatly organized and labeled and color-coded. And her calendar was just perfect. And her work area was organized in a very strategic way. And I just remember looking over at her and just saying, that's amazing. I want to be that way, right? And so there was, in a sense, a lack of confidence in me because I never thought that I could reach that I could be that organized, that I could, because in that organization, there was a sense of ease. That job was not an easy job. It was a highly stressful job, but she made it look so easy. I'm sure she got stressed. She definitely had her days, but her organization, her lack of chaos that was in her control, she controlled and she maneuvered very well. And I always wanted that. Now, I didn't get to that point while I was still at that job, but sure as hell have it now. Sure as hell have it now that I'm working for myself, right? So my point with all of that is that at some point, who is someone you think embodies confidence and why? And honestly, in the most mundane way, when I asked myself this question then and now I was reminded of Karen again. Because it takes confidence to know what you can do for yourself to ease when life throws you those curveballs. There's confidence in that. There's confidence in saying, I'm going to organize my life around me right now so that when life throws something at me, I don't know what life is going to throw at me, but there is some sense of stability. To know that, to love yourself in that way, I find really fascinating and really beautiful. So I'll leave you with that question again. Who is someone you think embodies confidence and why? Now, one last point on confidence is that in order to cultivate confidence, we really have to give ourselves credit for the work that we have done, for the things that we have accomplished, and for the things that we are responsible for, which made a positive influence and difference in our lives. A lot of times, and I'm guilty of this, if somebody pays me a compliment or I acknowledge that I've done something good in my life, it's really difficult for me to accept that. Like, oh, no, it's okay, it's not a big deal. But no, it is a big deal. It is a big deal to acknowledge when we've done something right for ourselves, because a lot of times it's not just about the action. It's about everything that led up to the action to finally come to fruition and how we have full responsibility for that, for better or worse. So when things do turn out for the better, it's important to be proud of ourselves. So I'll leave you with a few more questions. Think back on compliments from other people. What have they told you about yourself that you otherwise might have not noticed or acknowledged? This is a big one because that has happened to me before, and I'm sure it's happened to you as well. Think back on when someone brought that up. How did you feel? Did you agree? What if it happened now? Could you agree with them now? Okay. Another question. Remember past accomplishments. It can be something other people recognized, like being at the top of your class, or something that only you know about, like a quiet act of service to make life easier for someone else. List any accomplishments that come to mind. So think about those things. List your accomplishments. And if you want to not think about your entire life, I would highly suggest that you focus in the last year, because the last year has so much info to give us. And write down your accomplishments, whether it's something big or something that only you know about, a turning point, a shift within yourself, a shift within your mindset. List those accomplishments, okay? And lastly, another journal prompt or question, whatever. Think about the qualities you tried to cultivate. No one's perfect, but if you're actively trying to be an honorable good person, give yourself some credit and list some of these qualities below. Okay, so this is about listing the qualities that you want to cultivate. And this is important because, again, we are starting something new. We are starting the spring equinox. There's an energetic doorway opening for us to start something new, a new phase in our lives. So along with what we have accomplished, what do we wish to accomplish? What do we wish to cultivate? Whether in a very physical way, but more importantly, in a very internal way. So I hope this class was helpful in some way. I really love these journal prompts. I really love these questions. I know they've given me something to think about in the past. And I do tend to go back to some of those journals to just see where I was at the time and to see how far I've come. And more importantly, to acknowledge that. And I hope you can acknowledge it for yourself as well. All right. I hope this was helpful. Once again, take care. Talk soon.